Though the survey gives Indiana a grade of A for both its English and mathematics curricula, Fordham Institute Vice President Michael Petrilli points out the achievement gap between white and minority students in the Hoosier State continues to grow.
Indiana is an interesting case like California. It's got very high standards, but it certainly has not gotten much traction with those standards. In the contrast with Massachusetts, that also has high standards, but has gotten lots of traction and had huge gains for students, for all students, for minority and low-income students, you know, is a big difference. And so, you know, this also is a chance for a fresh start for Indiana to not only have some standards that are, you know, somewhat different, but also to try to do the implementation right.
Institute President Chester Finn says the way to generate traction may be to increase the sense among students that meeting educational standards matters, perhaps through a test or a roadblock which stands in the way of a student advancing in school without collecting the necessary skill set.
The states that have had the greatest traction have typically had something I don't believe Indiana has had, which is an accountability system that actually makes a difference in people's lives, whether you learn these things or not. Massachusetts famously actually lays it on the kids to know these things and pass the graduation test, or they don't get their diploma. That tends to get people's attention.
Only Indiana, California, and the District of Columbia have standards in place which exceed what are known as the Common Core standards for education in the U.S. The survey says those states are working to adopt the Common Core. 37 of them still have standards which lack the necessary rigor. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.